Hello, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Good afternoon. How are you doing? It's Honey.
Hey, Honey. How are you doing today?
I am getting excited because it's Friday. Do you have
Friday.
Plans tomorrow?
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Do you have plans tomorrow?
I think my guys are going to be on a job, but I got a bunch of, we got a bunch of kids stuff, my daughters and sons, baseball, mm-hmm. soccer, games, all that stuff.
Oh, that is good to hear. So, yes, I am actually calling David because I wanted to go ahead and touch base with you with regards to your account with us here. So how are things
okay.
going?
I think they're going pretty good. Getting calls mm-hmm. here and there. I mean, other than that, I'm just we're staying busy on projects and other service calls.
Mm-hmm.
So we're busy.
All right, that is good to hear. So, yeah, just wanted to check in with you and see how things are actually doing. Have you still been getting Google verified leads?
I think so, because basically,
mm-hmm.
I'll know that because.
Mm-hmm.
I think it says when I get the incoming call, it'll say local splash. Is that correct?
Mm. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so yeah, I'm still getting some. I've had some calls too that were like totally not work related. I've had a bunch
mm-hmm.
of messages like about a guy, you know, wanting to get a job, which I ended up kind of, you know, hiring him a little here and there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure certain things like that. Those don't count for actual, you know, like jobs, leads, you know?
Mm-hmm. Actually, yes, they don't count for example, people who are actually like looking for jobs and like say, and if that's the service you actually provide, they go ahead and they're not being qualified. Now, I wanted to go ahead. One of the reasons as well that I'm calling is because we noticed that Google actually informed us that we need to go ahead and update your documents here. So one is that your plumber license has already expired. So
yes,
that's number one. And then also your insurance.
Okay, yeah. My license is for renewal. The CSLB,
mm-hmm.
they are very slow motion. And I
mm-hmm.
did have to, I changed my, I changed from a sole proprietor or sole ownership into an LLC.
Uh-huh.
So the application is there. It's pretty much whenever they're ready to just renew it. And I
mm-hmm.
purposely waited, not till it expired, but closer to the
mm-hmm.
end because I wanted to do an address change too because I recently
mm-hmm.
purchased a commercial building that I wanted to change my address on, but then realizing, you know, purchasing my building was taking a lot longer, I went ahead and kept
mm-hmm.
my same home address just to the CSLB and then for the, I guess, the new LLC. So I'll just leave that alone. But it is in the process and that will be renewed. And you said you needed
mm-hmm.
Another proof of, what is it, just general liability or workers' comp?
I'm sorry, you are kind of breaking up. Can you hear me okay, David?
Yes, I can hear you perfect.
Oh, there, I can hear you well now. So let me check here. California Plumbing Contractor License, C-36, that one.
Yeah, that's the one that's in process of just a renewal. They have all the application,
mm-hmm.
they have the application fee. The renewal, they have everything. They're just pretty much slow motion over there. They do it when
uh-huh.
they want to. That's in the process. That's for sure is going to happen very soon. Did you need
uh-huh.
some other updated information as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, your certificate of insurance as well.
Okay, so general liability, right?
Yeah, general liability. That's right.
Okay, and where would I send that to? Just to the email for you guys or anywhere specifically
mm-hmm.
for Jessica?
You can actually upload it directly to the dashboard, but you can also send it to us via email if it's easier for you, and then we'll be the one to attach it.
Okay, perfect. I can do that, no problem. I'm just waiting for, yeah, the CSLB
mm-hmm.
just to renew the license, and then we're good. But, yeah,
mm-hmm.
the application is there. The application
mm-hmm.
fee of $800 is sent to them. I'm just kind of waiting for that.
Okay, perfect. When would you think I can go ahead and get back to you on this one to follow up?
I would say next week. I mean, I was kind of hoping it would be yesterday, you know, but I'm going to say this coming week it should be good.
Okay. Let me see. Probably Wednesday. What you think that would be a good time? Good day?
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and talk to you again, David, on Wednesday. Okay. I'm going to make follow-up on the documents. So we really need to make sure that we have the updated documents because this will actually affect your Google Verified campaign. Once they see that something has actually expired slowly, they will not go ahead and suggest you to clients. So we don't want that to happen. We want to make sure that Google will still go ahead and suggest you to customers looking for the service that you provide.
Okay, so you know what then? I have a big question for you. Should I be pausing? Should I pause my Google verification for now because I don't want to pay for something that I'm not actually getting if it's not, you know, authorized with the license, which I totally understand. That's kind of my fault for letting it go. So should I be able, can I be able to pause it for now?
Well, we don't really suggest pausing it. We just let it run because basically it's just Google not suggesting you or, for example, what happens is that it will actually affect your ranking. If we go ahead and stop now, it will be the same effect. So we just need to make sure that we get it updated because even if we pause it, you stop getting leads, and then it will also affect your ranking. So rather than pausing it, we just let it run. Just make sure that we update the document as soon as possible.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, so let's keep it running then. Okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll talk to you again on Wednesday.
Okay, perfect.
All righty. Do you have, like, any questions for me, David, before I go ahead and let you go?
No, like, it's always kind of like a knowing an update, like, you know, where I'm at, how many, you know, how many have I gotten, like, how many have
David,
I gotten last month or the month before?
Yeah, sorry to cut you off. You are, I cannot hear you, I cannot understand it, you again. Can you?
How about now? Is it any clearer?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's garbling.
Okay, works.
I'm not sure if it's my connection. Let me see.
All right. How about now?
But anyways, I will call you on Thursday. Wednesday, okay? If there's any question, please shoot me a text and then I can call you back. All right?
Perfect. Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. I think I can hear you now.
Oh, wow. I just turned like a little bit in my chair and it's better service.
There you go. Yes, I can hear you very clear.
We'll talk again on Wednesday then.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy
bye.
Your weekend, David. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.